Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already today, we consider that a sign of very high intelligence. And you're going to get smarter because Steve Martin's in the building. Steve is the president of Business Solutions and the author of Creative Approaches for Creating a Cost-Effective Organization. He is our profit expert in the Brain Trust, but more importantly, he's our good friend. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Always great to be here.
It's good to have you here, as always. You know, Steve, I was talking to Jim Ballard in the previous segment about the previous interview about leverage, using other people, using the we're talking about caring about each other, giving, you know, caring about the other person, loving them and that sort of thing. And I said, I talked about the concept of leverage, that if we're, you know, if we're trying to get things done in the world and it's all about us, that's a lever of one. And that's not a very big lever. But if we do actually aggregate the feelings, the affections, the love, the energy of other people, that can be a pretty big lever, can it?
Oh, it can be global.
Yeah, exactly. And so let's dial it down a little bit, a little less macro, a little more micro, and let's focus on the people that we can do a little pirouette and see, and that's our employees. I know one of the things you talk about a lot, Steve, is how we can benefit and actually can profit, literally profit from the ideas of our employees.
That's absolutely correct, Jim. That innovation and change are a fact of life. You really have to do things better today than you did the day before, and you have to do better tomorrow than you did today. And when you look at your business, who knows it better than the people who are actually doing the work inside?
Where the rubber meets the road.
That's exactly right. You know, if you've got customer service folks, for example, who knows the process better than they do?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking to improve it, they better be the first people that you talk to.
You know, Steve, you've done this. I've done this in our consulting work over the years. Back when I was a consultant, you know, I'd actually go in and talk with employees about things, about the processes that they had, about how they were getting the work done, about how, you know, what was actually manifesting as they went about their daily operations. And I'd bring that information back to the owner, and I wish I had a nickel for all the times they'd say, "Wow, I didn't know that. When did we start doing it that way? Or when did that start happening?" or whatever. And the guy who was making the ultimate decisions about what to buy, who to do business with, and all that, where the company was going, didn't have the most up-to-date information about how the company was really doing stuff.
That's typical. Unfortunately, you've hit the nail on the head in terms of the ability of management to understand the details of the operation. Mm-hmm. Let's face it, everyone's too busy just trying to do a good job.
That's right.
And I do believe that. I am fully convinced that employees and managers and owners are really do try and do a good job. But just doing that part of the work, getting it done every day to satisfy the customer that's right there at that time,
mm-hmm.
means that a lot of details get lost or overlooked or just taken for granted.
So how do we fix this? A little bit of MBWA, management by walking around?
that's a good way to do it. But one of the things I've found is that when you're walking around, you have to keep your ears open.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to slow down a little bit. You have to walk slowly, don't you?
Yes, and talk to the people who are there. And usually the less you talk and the more you listen, the more likely you are to hear the real details of what's
going on. But
wait
a minute, Steve. They're the employees. I'm the boss. They're supposed to be taking orders from me. They're supposed to be getting their direction from me. You want me to listen?
Well, you know what? My philosophy of management is that the total responsibility of the boss is to make the job easier for the employees.
Say that again.
Total responsibility of the boss is to make the job easier for the employees.
Now, what would happen to the marketplace if all bosses subscribed to that theory?
We'd get a lot more efficient a lot faster, I tell you.
There'd be a lot more rocks in the box, wouldn't it? There'd be a lot more profit on the bottom line, no question about that. Steve, hold on to that thought. I told you we'd get smarter when Steve Martin joined us. Ladies and gentlemen, now aren't you glad you're still hanging around? It's 2012. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. We'll be right back. This has got to be our theme song, ladies and gentlemen.
Even when times get rough and you had enough, you still gotta try.
That's the way it is in small business, isn't it? That's the Atlanta Rhythm Section, by the way, ARS. And that's what you and I do. We do it no matter what the people say. We do it or die, don't we? We even when times are rough, we keep on going. And that's what makes this country, that's what makes America, the American economy what it is today. And people all over the world are looking to you as examples, small business owners. So all of you folks in America who own small businesses, there are people all over the world who are wanting to start their own small businesses. They live in countries and economies that don't have fertile entrepreneurial soil. And they want what you have. They want to do what you do. They want to be like you. And you and I have a responsibility not only to do what we do, and as you do it so well, but to also to be a good example for these folks. Steve Martin, you see it, don't you? I mean, you know what's going on out there across the world. There's so many countries, especially like in the Eastern Bloc of the EU, the new European Union countries that are coming on that used to be part of the Soviet Union. It's so exciting to see those people become entrepreneurs. And I tell you, Steve, I said this, and this is off our subject a little bit, but I said this in the previous hour. I believe that small business owners working together, communicating with each other, trading with each other, as you said earlier, globally, I believe we could single-handedly create peace on earth. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's possible.
Because look at our goals. Look at what we want. I mean, we're not trying to conquer the world. We're not trying to beat everybody, you know, into the ground. I think we're more tolerant because of where we are. We're where the rubber meets the road. And I, you know, people complain about globalization and everything. I think the best thing that could happen to the world would be for more, there to be more trade and for it to be more democratized. If you and I could do more business in the Republic of Georgia and in China and in South Korea. What do you think?
I think you're right, Jim. One of the things that we have to be careful of, though, is that we have to make sure we all have a good rule book to follow.
Yeah.
And ethics and legality and
yep.
moral responsibility have to be the watchword in any of this new growth. And
that's one of the places where we're stuck. And I agree with you. And that is probably the biggest thing we got to get worked out. I think the motivation is there. I just think we got a couple of rules. We got to decide if we're going to have an intersection or a roundabout. Right, Steve?
That's exactly right.
When we do business together. And we're talking about, folks, Steve and I are talking about making sure that as managers, as owners, as bosses, so to speak, that we're not losing sight of the great ideas, the great amounts of knowledge and capability that our employees have and that we're listening. Steve, you said it twice earlier. I would like for you to quote, give us that little quote that you gave us earlier about the role of managers. I love that.
Well, I think a boss's responsibility is to make the job easier for their employees.
Mm-hmm.
And that's as opposed to the concept of the boss being the person who tells them what to do all the time.
Right.
But the reality is that the easier a job is, the more likely it is to be done in a quality fashion, in a timely fashion, and in a cost-effective fashion.
And profitable.
And profitably, with, you know, with greater good feelings all around everybody involved. And the way you do that is the manager becomes the facilitator to help the employee who's actually doing the work do it the best possible way.
So you're saying, Steve, that because employees, it's their natural tendency to say, I would like to do this where it's not as hard. That natural tendency, if we would listen to how they think it ought to be done, actually could cut out some waste and make things more efficient.
Yes, that's absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Now you have to keep in mind.
So instead of whenever an employee says, this is too hard, we need to do this, we need to do that, so it makes it easier on us, instead of us thinking that they're just whining, they're just complaining, they're just lazy, instead of us thinking that they're just trying to shirk, you know, trying to get out of working a little bit, maybe we should pay attention to what they're saying.
You should pay attention to them. And, of course, you have to train yourself and them as well to make sure that you're working against important criteria such as safety,
mm-hmm.
legality, quality, and then profitability. And if any idea that you have is touched up against those four criteria and it passes the test, it's probably a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, they're going to say, but boss, my, you know, I want a faster computer or you know, I'd like to have a newer truck or whatever. There are some of those issues that you have to say, you know what, we're going to have to live with what we've got. But that's our job as managers, isn't it? To weed through the different things that we hear and make sure that we don't, at least that we don't miss the opportunities that they don't get confused or become spam. You know, we want to make sure that the good doesn't get thrown away with the bad.
That's exactly right. And that means making good decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And then communicating those decisions clearly and effectively with the people who are involved. And that's a big role in that management plays.
And then making yourself available to hear how your decisions are playing out, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, one of the quickest ways to stop ideas from being generated is to not take action,
mm-hmm.
or to say you'll take action and then just kind of forget about it.
Trust. There's got to be the trust. No question about it. Stand by. Steve Martin is our guest. He is the Profit Pro. He's the president of Business Solutions. That's businesssolutions.biz, right?
Profitpro.us.
I'm sorry. Profitpro.us. That was an older website. Profitpro.us. That's where Steve Martin is online. Ten till. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7-2. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I want to remind you, I will be here live and in person on New Year's Day, my 10th consecutive New Year's program. Looking forward to it. Steve Martin is our guest and our good friend. Steve, give us that website, please.
Jim, it's www.profitpro.us.
Profitpro.us, and
yes.
So check it out when you get a chance. They can find your book there, can't they?
Yes, they can, Jim.
Creative Approaches for Creating a Cost-Effective Organization. Find it there. Plus lots of other really good stuff on profitability, on doing a better job of running your business. Steve, where are we on? We're talking about making sure that our employees' ideas, the things that they know, that their ideas are getting to the decision makers. Don't we have to make sure that you talked a minute ago about you know, if we say we're going to do something, do it. But we also have to build the environment. We have to create the kind of environment, Steve, where people believe they can actually offer something. And even if it's not used, even if it's not implemented, whatever they come up with, at least they got to believe that there are people who want to hear it.
Yes, absolutely. That's the creating an environment of trust. you used that word earlier, and I think it's the perfect word. People have to trust you that you're going to look out for their best interests. And when someone gives you an idea, they're actually giving you the trust that you're going to do the right thing with the work that they've prepared.
And if they come up with an idea that you've already tried and it didn't work, how do you handle that?
Well, there are a couple of ways to do it. One is to say, that's a very interesting idea. We've tried it once before, and we had this particular outcome. How do you think we might do better this time?
And they might say, well, you know what, boss? What you just said is old news. We're not doing it like that anymore.
That's exactly right.
They might say that.
But you see, you open the door by offering the longer explanation other than saying, I've been there, done that kind of thing.
Right.
Which shuts the door, not only for that idea, but for any potential ideas that come down the line, is if you offer the opportunity to modify the idea to meet the new circumstance, then at least they know that you've heard them and you've understood what they had to say, and you give them a chance to be appreciated for what they've done.
Well, you know, I keep coming back to this leverage concept. I mean, to think about the opportunity, well, when you see a person working for you, think about what's in their brain. Think about the way they look at things. Think about the experiences that they've had in their lives. You know, think about them as a problem solver, not just a human being that's showing up at work. We need to view our employees more as another lever to aggregate. And in today's world, as you know, Steve, the lever we're looking for is not in the muscle, it's in the head, isn't it? It's in the brain.
That's exactly right. And you've got to look at them as partners in your job of making a stronger company.
Mm-hmm.
And the stronger your organization is, in other words, the more profitable, the better the cash flow, the better their jobs are going to be in the long term.
Right. What about brainstorming sessions? Do you like those? Do you think those are good to create a brainstorming sessions with your employees? Does that create a venue for these kinds of ideas to come out?
Yes, absolutely. Brainstorming is a particular tool that is used in creative problem solving, and if it's done properly, it can be extremely effective. Unfortunately, most of the time the rules are ignored, and it turns into just a discussion rather than a true brainstorming session.
So is the first rule of brainstorming, there are no stupid suggestions, there are no stupid questions, there are no stupid answers?
That's one of the key rules. But the one that really makes it go is that you have to reserve all judgment during a true brainstorming session.
Right.
You will absolutely not make any judgment, good or bad. All you will do is try and generate as many possible ideas as you can, and as you say, without any restrictions and any judgment.
Give it a try, folks. It just might work for you. Think about some of these things that Steve has told us today. Steve, thank you for an outstanding 2006 that you helped us to have. We hope you have a wonderful 2007, and we hope you do it with us.
Jim, really looking forward to it, and Happy New Year to you. I know it's going to be absolutely great.
Thank you, Steve. Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen. That's ProfitPro.us. Check out his website when you get a chance. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame wishing you a very happy new year.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.